Welcome to Hospitality Unlocked, the podcast where we explore the art of creating exceptional experiences. Whether you're managing short-term rentals, running a service-based business, or simply passionate about elevating hospitality, we've got you covered. Each episode, we dive into actionable tips, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you deliver unforgettable service and grow your business. Let's unlock the secrets to hospitality together.
And today, we're talking about one of the most powerful tools in the hospitality industry, guest reviews. Love them or hate them, they can make or break a business.
That's right. But here's the thing. Most people look at reviews the wrong way. Instead of just focusing on getting five-star ratings, we need to ask deeper questions. What can reviews teach us? How do we use negative reviews to our advantage? And most importantly, how can we turn feedback into gold? Let's start with the big question. Why do guest reviews matter so much? I mean, we all know they're important. We've been trained to check reviews before booking a stay, hiring a service, or even picking a restaurant. But I think a lot of people underestimate just how much power reviews hold, especially in hospitality.
Exactly. And to put things in perspective, let's talk numbers. A 2023 study by Bright Local found that 98% of consumers read online reviews before making a booking. That's practically everyone. And in the hospitality industry, reviews are even more critical because we're selling an experience, not just a product. According to TripAdvisor, more than 75% of travelers say they won't book a hotel or short-term rental if it has no reviews or has too many bad ones.
Wow, that's a powerful stat. And it makes sense. When you're booking a stay somewhere, you're essentially trusting that space to be exactly what you expect. And this is where reviews become more than just ratings. They shape how people perceive your brand. If you have glowing reviews, guests feel safe, excited, and confident about booking with you. If your reviews are mixed or negative, you create hesitation, and hesitation leads to lost bookings. Thought-provoking moment. Are reviews a form of social proof?
It's almost like reviews act as a form of social proof. If 50 people say your place is amazing, new guests are likely to trust that. If people say it's not great, they'll hesitate.
Exactly. It's human nature. Think about it. We rely on social proof for everything. If you're at a new restaurant and you see a long line outside, you assume it must be good, right?
Absolutely. And that same logic applies to hospitality. People want to know, is this place really as good as it looks in the pictures? Will I feel comfortable and taken care of? Are the past guest experiences similar to what I want for myself?
And I can tell you from personal experience with Embark Journey Rentals, reviews have been game changers for our business. One time, we noticed a trend in our guest reviews. People kept mentioning how much they loved our check-in process. It was smooth, easy, and convenient. But at the same time, a few guests mentioned that they had trouble finding the Wi-Fi details when they arrived. Now, we could have ignored it. After all, they still gave us 5 stars. But instead, we saw this as a chance to improve. So what did we do? We updated our check-in message to include Wi-Fi details, placed a Wi-Fi sign in multiple locations inside the home, and even added it to our digital guidebook.
That's a great example of using feedback to optimize the guest experience. Did you notice a change after making those updates?
Absolutely. Within a month, we stopped seeing complaints about Wi-Fi confusion entirely. And not only that, but we actually got a review specifically praising how easy it was to find the Wi-Fi details. That's what I mean when I say that reviews aren't just about attracting guests. They're a tool for continuous improvement.
Okay, let's go a little deeper. What's happening psychologically when someone reads a review?
Great question. When a potential guest reads reviews, they're subconsciously looking for two things. Reassurance that their decision is the right one. Potential red flags that could ruin their experience. So let's say a guest is deciding between two Airbnb listings. Both have similar pricing, similar locations, and great photos. But one has 120 reviews with an average rating of 4.8, while the other only has 5 reviews, even if they're all 5 stars. Which one do you think they'll book?
Definitely the one with more reviews, because a higher number of reviews gives credibility.
Exactly. More reviews create a sense of legitimacy. The listing with only a few reviews feels unproven, like a gamble. Even if those reviews are positive, the lack of volume makes people hesitate. That's why getting consistent reviews is just as important as getting good ones.
Here's an interesting question. Are guest reviews more powerful than marketing?
In many cases, yes. You could have the best website, branding, and marketing materials, but if your reviews are bad or non-existent, people won't book. I always say your best marketing is what your past guests say about you.
That's such an important point, because today's travelers don't just believe what businesses say about themselves, they believe what other travelers say.
Exactly. Which is why responding to reviews is another key piece of the puzzle. But we'll get into that later in the episode.
So to sum up, guest reviews aren't just about getting five-star ratings. They're about building credibility and trust, identifying opportunities for improvement, boosting bookings by leveraging social proof.
And the most important mindset shift? Stop seeing reviews as just feedback. Start seeing them as free business intelligence. Because when you use reviews the right way, they don't just reflect your business. They help shape it into something even better. All right, so we've established how powerful guest reviews are, how they build trust, act as social proof, and even shape your business. But now, let's get into the real challenge. How do you actually get guests to leave a review? Because let's be honest, not everyone does. And if you've ever felt awkward asking for a review, you are not alone. So today, we're going to break it down into strategies that feel natural, effective, and even fun.
Before we dive into solutions, let's talk about the real problem. If guest reviews are so important, why don't more people leave them?
Such a good question. And I think the answer is simple. People are busy. They don't think about it after they leave. They don't realize how much it helps your business. Or in some cases, they just don't know how or where to leave one. And I'll add one more. Sometimes people think, oh, I only leave a review if something went wrong. Which means if their stay was flawless, they might not feel like they need to say anything at all.
That's a really interesting point, because you'd think that happy guests would be the most eager to leave reviews, but often it's the frustrated guests who take the time to write one.
Exactly, which is why, as hosts, we have to be proactive about collecting reviews, not just assume that happy guests will leave one.
So let's talk solutions. When is the best time to ask for a review?
Timing is everything. If you wait too long, guests forget. If you ask too soon, they might feel rushed. At Embark Journey Rentals, we found that the sweet spot is usually 24-48 hours after checkout. And the best way to ask? A personalized follow-up message. Here's an example of what we send. Hey, guest name. We just wanted to say thank you for choosing to stay with us. We hope you had a fantastic experience. If there's anything we could have done to make your stay even better, please let us know. And if you loved your time here, we'd be incredibly grateful if you left us a review. It helps other travelers know what to expect, and it helps us continue creating great experiences.
That's so smart because it's warm, appreciative, and not just about the review. You're also opening the door for feedback.
Exactly. We make it about them first, not just about what we want. And when you frame it that way, guests are much more likely to respond.
Let's talk about personalization. Do you think it makes a difference in how guests respond?
Oh, 100%. Think about it. Would you be more likely to respond to a generic email or a message that feels like it was written just for you?
Definitely the personalized one.
Exactly. At Embark Journey Rentals, we started adding specific details to our review requests. And guess what? Our response rate skyrocketed. For example, instead of just saying, "Hope you enjoyed your stay, please leave a review," we say, "Hey, Sarah, we hope you and your family had an amazing time at our cabin. We're so happy you got to enjoy the fire pit and the hiking trails nearby. If you have a moment, we'd love to hear about your experience. It really helps us and future guests." And boom, just by acknowledging something personal, people feel more inclined to leave a review.
What if a guest doesn't respond to the first review request? Should you follow up?
Great question. And the answer is yes, but carefully. You don't want to be pushy, but sometimes guests just forget. So we send a friendly reminder about 5 to 7 days after checkout saying, "Hey, guest name, we just wanted to check in one last time. If you had a great experience, we'd love if you could share a few words about your stay. It truly helps our business and future guests. And if there was anything we could improve, we'd love to hear that too."
I love that. It doesn't feel desperate or demanding, just a casual, friendly reminder.
Exactly. And we keep it low pressure because at the end of the day, we're inviting, not demanding.
Let's talk about incentives. Do you think offering a small thank you gift in exchange for a review is a good idea?
Absolutely, if it's done ethically. You can't bribe guests for positive reviews, but you can create a small, unexpected perk to encourage feedback. For example, we sometimes send guests a discount code for their next stay after they leave a review. It's a win-win. They feel appreciated. They're more likely to book again. And we build stronger guest loyalty. It doesn't have to be a discount either. Some hosts do small thank you gestures, like a digital guidebook with local recommendations.
That's so smart because it creates long-term relationships with guests, not just one-time transactions.
Exactly. And it makes leaving a review feel like a fun part of the experience, not just a task.
So to wrap up, getting more guest reviews doesn't have to be awkward or complicated. It's about asking at the right time, 24, 48 hours after checkout, making it personal so guests feel valued. Following up gently without being pushy, surprising and delighting guests with thoughtful incentives, and most importantly, creating an experience worth reviewing.
That's the biggest takeaway. If your guest experience is amazing, people want to talk about it. So instead of just focusing on the review itself, focus on creating a stay that people can't stop raving about. All right, so we've talked about the power of guest reviews and how to get more of them. But now let's tackle the part no host enjoys, negative reviews. No matter how much effort you put into delivering an amazing experience, you will, at some point, get a bad review. Maybe a guest had an off day. Maybe there was a genuine mistake. Or maybe, and this is the hardest pill to swallow, some people are just impossible to please. So, how do we handle this like pros? How do we respond in a way that protects our reputation, keeps our integrity, and even turns a bad review into a positive for our business? That's exactly what we're diving into now.
This is such an important topic because, let's be honest, negative reviews can feel like a personal attack. You pour your heart and energy into creating a great stay, and when someone tears it down in a few sentences, it can feel brutal.
Oh, 100%. And I'll be the first to admit, I used to take negative reviews way too personally. I'd read one and think, wait, what? That's not true. They're exaggerating. But here's the thing. The review isn't about you, personally. It's about their experience. And sometimes their expectations were just different from what you offered.
That's such a great mindset shift. Because when you stop taking it personally, you can actually use the review productively instead of reacting emotionally. Step one, pause before you respond. Avoid knee-jerk reactions.
The biggest mistake I see hosts make is responding too quickly, out of frustration, defensiveness, or even anger. And trust me, I get it. It's tempting to fire off a response like this in a frustrating state. Actually, we did have extra towels. You just didn't check the cabinet. But here's the thing, when you respond emotionally, you lose control of the situation. Instead, pause. Give yourself at least a couple of hours, or even a full day, before you write anything.
I love that. And in that time, what should a host be doing? Just cooling off?
Cooling off, yes, but also analyzing. Ask yourself, is there truth to this review? Did we actually drop the ball somewhere? Is this a misunderstanding? Did the guest miss important details? Is this a case of impossible expectations? Did they want a luxury experience for a budget price? Taking time to analyze the review objectively helps you respond strategically instead of emotionally. Step two, responding to negative reviews like a pro.
Okay, so let's say you've paused, you've analyzed, and now it's time to respond. What's the best way to handle it?
Here's the golden rule. Stay calm, professional, and solution-oriented. A good response has three key parts. One, acknowledge and empathize. Show that you hear them. Clarify or explain, if necessary, without getting defensive. Offer a resolution, if appropriate, to show you care. Let me give you a real-life example from Embark Journey Rentals. A guest once left us a 3-star review saying, "The place was nice, but check-in was a nightmare. The keypad didn't work, and we had to wait outside for 20 minutes. Oof, not a great look, right?"
Yeah, that's definitely the kind of review that could scare off future guests if it's not addressed properly.
Exactly. But instead of getting defensive, here's how we responded. "Hi, guest's name. Thank you for your feedback. We're so sorry for the frustration you experienced during check-in. That's definitely not the smooth arrival we aim for. We've since updated our check-in instructions and installed a backup lockbox to ensure this doesn't happen again. We truly appreciate you bringing this to our attention and hope to host you again in the future. Boom. Simple, professional, and reassuring. We didn't argue. We didn't make excuses. We just took ownership, explained what we fixed, and moved forward.
And that's so important. Not just for the original guest, but for future guests reading the review. If they see a host who handles issues gracefully, they'll feel way more comfortable booking. Step 3, knowing when to take it offline. Now, sometimes a review needs a bit more than just a public response.
If a guest had a really bad experience or is demanding some kind of compensation, it's best to take the conversation offline. For example, if someone leaves a review like, "Horrible experience, the place wasn't clean, and management didn't care." Instead of arguing in public, you might respond with, "Hi, guest name. We're truly sorry to hear that your stay didn't meet expectations. We take cleanliness very seriously, and we'd love the chance to make this right. Please reach out to us at email contact so we can discuss this further." This way, you de-escalate the situation while showing future guests that you actually care.
I love that approach. It keeps things professional and controlled instead of turning into a back and forth argument online. Step 4, spotting fake or unfair reviews.
Okay, let's talk about a frustrating reality, fake or unfair reviews. Ever had a guest complain about something that wasn't even true? Or leave a 1-star review out of spite?
Oh, absolutely. Some people just want to vent, even if the issue wasn't the host's fault at all. In those cases, you have 2 options.
1, respond professionally anyway. Future guests will see your side of the story. Request removal. If the review violates platform policies, like being false or abusive. For example, we once had a review that said, "The pool was dirty and there was no hot water." Except, our rental doesn't even have a pool. So we flagged it to Airbnb and they removed it within 24 hours.
That's such an important reminder. Sometimes you can fight back if the review is unfair.
At the end of the day, negative reviews are inevitable, but they don't have to be damaging. In fact, they can be opportunities to improve, to show professionalism, and to prove that you genuinely care about guest experiences. And remember, your response to a bad review matters more than the review itself. Because when guests see a host who handles issues with grace, accountability, and professionalism, that's the kind of place they'll trust and want to book.
That's such a great perspective. Every review, good or bad, is a chance to build trust and refine your business.
All right, we've talked about how to handle negative reviews, leverage positive ones, and even get guests to leave better feedback. But let's take a step back. There are a lot of misconceptions about reviews in the hospitality industry. Some of them are harmless, but others can lead hosts to make bad decisions that hurt their reputation and bottom line. So in this segment, we're going to bust some of the biggest myths about guest reviews and give you the real truth. Anna, are you ready? Myth number 1, no review is better than a bad review.
This is a big one. Some hosts believe that if a guest had a bad experience, it's better if they don't leave a review at all. They think, hey, at least it won't hurt my rating. But is that really true?
Oh, absolutely not. This is one of the worst myths out there. Here's why. A lack of reviews makes guests suspicious. If you don't have consistent reviews, potential guests might wonder, is this listing even real? Worse, they might assume that you delete bad reviews, which destroys trust. Platforms like Airbnb and Google prioritize listings with recent reviews. If you have long gaps between reviews, your listing can drop in search rankings. What to do instead? If you're worried about a bad review, reach out to the guest before they leave one. Example: "Hey, guest name. I noticed you had a few concerns during your stay. I'd love to hear your feedback so we can improve. Let me know if there's anything we can do before you check out." This shows you care and may even prevent a bad review entirely. At the end of the day, engagement is better than silence. Myth number 2, a single 4-star review will ruin my reputation.
Okay, I've seen this one a lot too. Some hosts completely panic when they get a 4-star review. They act like it's the end of the world. But is it really that bad?
Nope, this is classic perfectionist thinking. Here's the truth. A few 4-star reviews can actually make your listing look more credible. If you only have perfect 5-star reviews, some guests might think your listing is too good to be true. Studies show that customers actually trust businesses more when they have a mix of 4- and 5-star reviews, because it looks more real. A 4-star review isn't a failure, it's a learning opportunity. Instead of obsessing over it, read what the guest said. Did they mention a minor issue? Fix it and use it as constructive feedback. What to do instead? Respond professionally. Example. Thanks for your feedback. Guest's name. We appreciate your honesty and will definitely take your suggestions into account to make future stays even better. This shows future guests that you're actively improving. One slightly lower review won't kill your business, but how you respond to it can make or break your reputation. Myth number 3, guests expect perfection.
Some hosts feel like they have to go above and beyond every single time or they'll get a bad review. Like they think if the towels aren't folded like a 5-star hotel or if the check-in process isn't flawless, they'll get slammed. Is this really true?
Not at all. Here's what guests actually expect. Accuracy and honesty matter more than perfection. Guests don't expect a rental to be flawless, but they do expect it to match the listing. If you're upfront about what your place offers and doesn't, guests will adjust their expectations accordingly. What matters most is how you handle small issues. A missing wine opener or a burned out light bulb won't ruin a stay unless you ignore it. Responding quickly and politely can turn a potential 3-star review into a 5-star one. What to do instead? Set realistic expectations. Example, our cozy cabin is nestled in the woods, so you may see some friendly wildlife. Guests appreciate transparency more than perfection. Myth number 4, only angry guests leave reviews.
This is a big one. Some hosts think that only guests with bad experiences will bother leaving reviews. But that's not really true, right?
Exactly. In reality, most people don't leave reviews, good or bad, unless you encourage them to. 80% of satisfied customers never leave a review unless they're asked. People are busy. Even if they had a fantastic stay, they might just forget. Most guests who leave reviews had a memorable experience, good or bad. That means it's your job to make their stay memorable for the right reasons. What to do instead? Make reviewing easy. Send a simple follow-up message like, "We loved hosting you. If you enjoyed your stay, we'd be so grateful if you could share your experience in a review. Here's the link. Review link." The easier you make it, the more great reviews you'll get. Myth number 5, you should never ask guests to change their review.
Ooh, this one is controversial. Some hosts think that once a review is posted, you're stuck with it. But what if the guest had an issue that was resolved? Can they change it?
Actually, yes. Most platforms allow guests to update their review if their experience improves. If a guest had a small issue but you went above and beyond to fix it, they may be willing to revise their rating. What to do instead? If a guest leaves a less than perfect review due to a solvable issue, kindly follow up. Hey, guest name, I just wanted to check in. Thank you for your feedback. We've already taken action on issue. If you feel your experience was improved, we'd love if you could update your review. No pressure, just wanted to reach out. It's all about framing it the right way. At the end of the day, reviews aren't about perfection. They're about trust, transparency, and continuous improvement. A few 4-star reviews won't kill your business. A lack of reviews is worse than a negative one. Guests value accuracy more than unrealistic perfection. Most guests won't review unless you ask. So the next time you get a review, good or bad, see it as an opportunity to grow your business, improve your guest experience, and build your brand.
Absolutely. Reviews are a tool, not a threat. If you use them the right way, they can be one of the biggest game changers in your hospitality business.
Wow, what a deep dive into the world of guest reviews. We've explored how to handle negative reviews, amplify positive ones, challenge common myths, and strategically use feedback to grow your business. But now comes the real question. What are you actually going to do with this information? Because knowing how to leverage reviews is only powerful if you take action. So let's break it down into 3 simple steps that you can start using today. Step 1, shift your mindset. Reviews are a gift.
This is a big one. Too many hosts see reviews as a pass-fail situation. Either the guests loved it or they didn't. But that's not how successful hospitality businesses operate, right?
Exactly. Reviews aren't a report card. They're a roadmap. Every piece of feedback, good or bad, is a chance to refine and elevate your guest experience. Think about this. If guests are consistently mentioning the same issue, whether it's check-in confusion, missing amenities, or noise, don't see it as criticism. See it as free market research. Businesses spend thousands on surveys and customer insights. Meanwhile, you're getting direct, honest feedback for free. So instead of dreading reviews, embrace them. Every review is a chance to improve, refine, and ultimately make more money. Step 2, build a review strategy. Don't leave it to chance.
Okay, but let's talk strategy. You've said before that hoping for good reviews isn't a plan. So what should hosts do instead?
Great question. The best hosts don't leave reviews up to luck. They actively guide the process. Here's how. Before checkout, send a friendly message thanking them for their stay. If they had any issues, address them before they check out. After checkout, follow up with a personalized message. We loved hosting you. If you had a great stay, we'd really appreciate a review. Here's the link. Insert link. If they leave a review, respond professionally to both good and bad reviews. Thank them, highlight any improvements, and show you're engaged. If they don't leave a review, a gentle reminder a few days later can boost response rates. What not to do? Don't beg for a 5-star rating. Instead, focus on honest feedback. Don't ignore negative reviews, address them professionally. When you systematize this, reviews stop being a guessing game and start working for you. Step 3, use reviews to market and improve your business.
And once you have those great reviews, it's not just about feeling good, it's about leveraging them, right?
Exactly. Here's how you turn reviews into a growth engine for your business. 1, use reviews in your marketing. Pull real guest quotes and showcase them on your website, social media, and listing descriptions. Example, this was the cleanest Airbnb I've ever stayed in. Sarah, July 2023. Social proof builds trust instantly. 2, update your listing based on feedback. If guests keep requesting a certain feature, like blackout curtains or better coffee, invest in it. This makes your listing stronger over time. 3, track trends over time. Look at what guests are consistently praising or complaining about. Use this data to refine your pricing, amenities, and overall experience. This is how you go from being just another rental to being a top-tier hospitality business. So here's my challenge to you. Over the next week, take one of these steps and put it into action. Maybe it's sending a follow-up message after checkout, updating your listing description to set better expectations, responding to every review, good or bad, like a pro. Whatever it is, just start. Because the reviews you get next month, next year, and for the lifetime of your business will be shaped by what you do today. Thank you for tuning in to Hospitality Unlocked. If you found this episode valuable, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And don't forget to subscribe, because next episode, we're diving into another game-changing strategy to elevate your business. Until next time, keep creating unforgettable guest experiences.